This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,398. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
I'm Montgomery.
And you are the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has American foods the whole world loves. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack, drinking a drum.
All right, here we go. A man in England breaks coronavirus lockdown and drives 100 miles for McDonald's hamburger and fries. Meanwhile, another guy injects magic mushroom tea into his veins, and now he has shrooms growing in his thighs. Minnesota police are asking people to stop having sex in busy parking lots if they don't mind. Teacher sends wrong clip to students as they get to see a video of cousins doing it from behind. And a drunk woman tries to run over her ex with her car and succeeds. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category. Oh, a little early, but I understand. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, he's not our biggest dummy ever, but Travis is our biggest dummy so far this year by answering five consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. It's Travis. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like The Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home Jones, and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,398. Oh boy, what a large and in charge program we have for you today. Head chef is back. Ted's meat and potatoes.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The crab and lobster.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we always, think of ourselves as far as when you eat food. Maybe you'll go for Mexican food one night, or you love Italian food. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll get some Thai food or whatever. Well, believe it or not, I guess American food is a thing in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's some American stuff that people love.
Yeah. Which is
all over the world.
And you can see why. I mean, there's tons of it. It's horrible for you. It tastes great. I mean, it's
American way. It's not good for you, but it tastes delicious.
Hamburgers, hot dogs, I would guess. Even chicken wings. I mean, I can't. I'm assuming that they are all American. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Some of those kinds of things.
Right. Pizza. You know, American food, man. Right. Ice cream, all that stuff. Yeah.
So you just want to read the list?
Head chef's got American foods the whole world loves. I was just guessing. I mean, how can you not like those things, right? I mean,
you're spot on. That's what I'm saying. This list is exactly what you think it is.
And that's great because, believe it or not, we do have good food.
We do. No one questions whether or not we have good food. We just know a lot of it's bad for us, and we like to eat a lot of it.
You might have cheesesteaks tonight.
Oh, that is goddamn
See,
right.
I mean, like all these things, there's just so many different types of. Is that on the list?
Well, what's the look? Was that there too?
No. I just, all right. I just gave that look. I'm just like, now I want a cheesesteak. Like, calm down.
Yes, okay. You do. You do want a cheesesteak. I know you do.
Everybody does. Head chef coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes, and today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel, and then from there you're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And as we decided to do, I believe, last year, reset the biggest dummy for the year.
That is correct.
So the first time and the only time that we played this year so far, we have Travis as our biggest dummy, and it took him 6 questions to get one right. And every time we play Big Dummy, we do a men's room poll. It's a new year the last time we played, so we asked you to join a new group for the new year.
Oh, that's right.
So would you want to be a Swiftie? That is a fan of Taylor Swift. And they're very, very active on the internet. If anyone ever says anything negative about Taylor Swift, who comes to the rescue? Swifties do. Swifties. By the tens and hundreds of thousands.
Without a doubt.
These fans show up. Then we have Katy Cats. Those would be fans of Katy Perry. We also had Beliebers, fans of Justin Bieber. And our last choice for a new group for a new year, that would be AARP.
Yes.
That's my crew.
Yep. And as we always do, we put the poll up there on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Ask you to go there and vote. Here are your results. The one fan group you wanted nothing to do with, that would be to be a Belieber. Only 8% of you said.
Ooh, no daydream Beliebers?
I'm on Justin's side. Number 3 was a Swiftie. 14% said right. You wanted to be a Swiftie, follow Taylor Swift. I was shocked. Katie Kat was stronger than I believed it would
because
be.
Because everyone liked her boobs. And I'm not making that. That was established very well last week. Like, I'm going to be a Katie Kat.
She's got cool boobs.
Cool boobs.
Cool boobs. 26% said, I like cool boobs. And, I want to be a Katie Kat. Number one, hands down, at 52%, you are going to join AARP.
I'm already there.
Yeah, there it is. I can do it at any moment. Just wait to sign up. I think I'm going to wait till I'm 55. So we can travel again. A lot of those things are based on travel, hotel rooms, and cheap rental
cars. They
got
cars. A lot going on there, man.
They got all kinds of stuff going on. They really do.
But you need things to be open to take advantage. Yeah, restaurants, travel, you name it. But I'm like, none of that does me any good.
I mean, Outback Steakhouse, I got like a 5% discount, but I want to sit down and eat a Bloomin' Onion. I want to be in there. You know? Mm-hmm. I want to seize the moment. So I'm going to wait a little bit, then I'm going to join AARP. All right, so we're going to stay kind of with the group mentality today on our poll, but in a completely different way. So on today's Men's Room poll, you are going to form your very own band.
You got everyone. You got everyone in the band.
Your buddy Dave's going to play drums. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got a neighbor down the street. He's not too bad on bass. You're going to take lead guitar.
Sure.
Most of the time, the guys who form the band always seem to be the guys that can play lead guitar.
Sure, sure.
Because they want to get out there in front of people and get chicks. But what you don't have is you don't have a lead singer. And even if you are in a real band, and you are a professional musician, and I am not a part of this world, but my guess would be that the hardest piece of the puzzle for any band to find would be someone who is a competent lead singer.
Without question. I mean, without question, that is the single hard. I mean, unless you're looking for like a professional ukulele player. But yeah, the lead singer is the hardest to be satisfied with their ability.
And even with fans, as far as the importance of how people identify with a band. If a band replaces a lead singer, it can be a very big deal. Sometimes it works out just fine. Other times, it's the end of a band until they try to figure out what's going on. You got to remember, when David Lee Roth left Van Halen, they replaced him with Gary Cherone.
Sammy Hagar.
And then Gary Cherone.
Right, and that was fine. And then when they put in Gary Cherone, people didn't even want to hear the new music. So they had not released an album yet. They just said, hey, man, you know, Sammy Hagar's doing his own thing. We have Gary Cherone from Extreme. And it was already boo, F you, we're not buying the album. And I heard, and honest to God, I have not heard the album, but whatever album he was on, a lot of people have told me, it's actually really good.
Well,
dude can actually sing, but it's Gary Cherone.
Same with a guy named John Krabbe.
Oh, for Motley Crue.
Motley Crue. He was a one-album guy. And, I mean, people will go back and say, that was a damn good Crue album.
But at the time, could not be done.
No, it could not be done because the lead singer is that important. So you got a band, and you're going to pick a lead singer. Now, what we decided to do on this, believe it or not, there are a lot of famous actors and actresses out there that have their own band. We know Taylor Monson from The Pretty Reckless. She was a child actress.
Actress, yeah. And, Cindy Lou Who.
She's given that way up many, many years ago. I think she's been a lead singer for probably longer than she ever was an actress or an actor.
Easily.
Right.
Easily. In fact, we met her once, and we had to do an Pain in the Grass or something, and I don't know much about her, but I brought up the Cindy Lou Who thing, and just the look she gave me. She was accommodating, but like, yeah, I was in a freaking movie. But like, she does not care. She has moved on. I felt like an ass.
Then we've got Juliette Lewis.
Right, with the Licks. Is that right?
She's got a great backup band. You got to figure if you're going out with guys from Rage and everything else, you got a pretty good connection.
Probably doing
all right. To some LA musicians, and she has fronted a number of bands, so she's not included in this. Jared Leto is not included in this.
He's 30 seconds to Mars?
Yeah, because he's not a bad lead singer, and we know that you would pick him. I mean, immediately.
I would.
Because his band's legit.
Right?
And also, it's Jared Leto, so I figure even as the bass player, I'll get his seconds, and I'm doing all right.
Kevin Bacon has been playing with his brother since he was 12 years old. They have a band called the Bacon Brothers. Kevin Bacon is the lead singer. He's not an option on here. They're actually a competent band. Kevin Bacon's a competent musician, and he's a pretty damn good lead singer. That's not how today is going to go. And not saying that these guys are bad. These are just
your
choices.
They're bad. One of them is not awful, which surprised me. The other three are garbage.
Now, your first choice is a guy who just popped into the news this week. We'll tell you about that later on. It's not really that important, but either way, Bruce Willis.
Yep.
He had his own band. As a matter of fact, he had a hit. A while back, when he first was on television.
Mm-hmm. Moonlighting.
He had a band that basically was like, it was like Bruce Willis in some kind of blues band or whatever the deal was.
Fake ass blues band.
It was a fake ass blues band, right. But they had a quasi hit, you know, at the time. But Bruce Willis is in a band called the Accelerators. Bruce Willis and the Accelerators. Here's a little of Bruce. She got a roof to don't leave.
He has the voice of a large black woman singing at a church.
Basically, all you need to know is this. If you were to ever vacation in the Maryland.
No, you're right. Yeah.
If you were ever to vacation in the Maryland area in the summertime, whatever the billboard for the band says, they are going to sound just like this.
Yeah, everything on the East Coast sounds
like this. It's white man blues playing black music on a deck with Hawaiian shirts on.
I was going to say, Hawaiian shirts is very important to this.
Yes, exactly.
And I worked with a guy that was in a band like that.
Everybody knew a guy in a band like that.
And it bet the guy beside you for $100 that they will get into Mustang Sally. And he'll say, how did you know that when he hands you the $100 about a half hour into the set? It's inevitable.
Right. That is a guaranteed song. That is the guaranteed band. They all sound like that.
it's pretty well what it is. So Bruce Willis is your first choice as a lead singer for your band. Your second choice would be the one and only Russell Crowe. It's a wonder. Russell Crowe, self-admitted, loves Keith Urban, and has been basically
both
saying
Australian.
Like, yeah, that's the guy I love.
Sure.
That's my favorite musician. You can see the influence, right?
Yeah, no worries.
So, Russell Crowe, his band is 30-odd foot of grunts.
Is it 30-odd foot of grunts?
I'm pretty sure
it's
30-odd. I
thought it was just 30-odd grunt. I don't know.
30-odd grunts, 30-odd something. Either way.
I stopped following him years ago.
And he's Australian. He didn't want to call him grunts.
Russell Crowe is your second choice for your lead singer, your band. Number three on the list would be the legendary Russian Steven Seagal. Baby, you are the light of my life.
How could you make me so sad? I was shocked that this was his role. I thought he would suck the most at all.
Just so you know, if you ever happen to vacation in the Maryland area in the summertime and you go to a bar and there's a band there, they will sound exactly like this.
And I'm going to wear Hawaiian shirts and play Mustang Sally.
Bet $100 to the guy sitting beside you. That's the only music that's played live in the greater Maryland area outside of the major cities.
Right.
At any given time.
I used to work with a guy that was in a band like this.
I bet you did.
It's every goddamn band.
Steven Seagal's band, by the way, is called Thunderbox. Thunderbox.
Yeah. So is Big Shirley.
Yeah, all right.
I like it, Steven.
You might not know this, but your fourth option is actually the lead singer of a band, too. You know him as Kevin Costner.
If he's not Kevin Costner, he's not singing for a band. That's what I take out of this.
No. Just make another baseball movie. You're good at that.
Okay. Kevin Costner in Modern West. And Modern West is the name of the band. So again, our men's room poll is quite simple. You form a band, you need to pick a lead singer. Will it be Bruce Willis and the Accelerators, Russell Crowe and 30-odd foot of grunt, Steven Seagal, or Kevin Costner? That is our men's room poll. And the game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. Do we have our first contestant ready to play the big game?
We do. By the way, people are saying, hey, man, you forgot David Duchovny. No, we did not. Look, we went through a whole list of actors and actresses that are singers as well. David Duchovny was considered. We did not put Eddie Murphy in only because most of Eddie Murphy's songs, I don't know if he can even sing.
Party all
the
time.
The songs are cool.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Right,
they're all it's basically the Rick James tune.
We wanted to find people that sucked, and we felt like these four, and we're not trying to be insulting, but these four kind of represent the worst of what we could find. So some of these people,
seriously,
like you said, Kevin Bacon didn't make it because he can actually sing. You might not like his music, but dude can sing. David Duchovny can kind of actually sing. These guys can't.
And believe it or not, Nick Cage has sang a lot.
Oh, my God.
Just not in a band. We
Miles refused to put him up because he wasn't in a band. But Mike found this great video of a very drunk Nick Cage singing Purple Rain. And
By the way, I
wanted to put him in.
Right.
Who are you guys taking?
I'm taking Steve. Look, here's the problem.
I'm taking Seagal.
I'm taking Seagal because
me too.
Because I think he has the best voice, but then we also agreed, say you have to go on a four-week tour with all of them. Me and Russell Crowe would eventually get in a fist fight because we're both drunks and we both fight. Problem is, he'd beat my ass. Bruce Willis, I feel like in 30 minutes, but like, you got to get off the bus.
You're driving me nuts.
I just can't deal with you. But Steven Seagal, we agreed, would have great stories for a few days. The S would hit the fan.
But he's also a karate man.
That's why I told Ted I would have to shoot him, because there's no chance I could beat him up.
I would just like to smoke weed on his tour bus and let him tell me about karate.
Does he smoke weed?
I don't know, but I'm smoking weed. It's a tour
bus. Yeah, we're in a band. You got to know the guys in the band are smoking weed. I don't care what you do.
Ooh, somebody says, I would pick Steven Seagal. He could be the security guard, too.
Exactly.
And he likes to eat.
Look, he looks like a badass. He's got the wraparound shades, comes in. He's got the fake hair going on with, you know, all that stuff pulled back.
But he's got cool fake hair.
Ponytail, yeah. I mean, he looks like an original gangster.
Plus, right, I've been watching too much Cobra Kai. I need to learn some karate.
Oh, I'd crane his ass. All right, so we did consider Nicolas Cage. He does not have an official band affiliation, but here's a taste of what Mr. Cage brings when he sings. Look, in spite of this, I would have picked him. I would pick Nick Cage.
What's wrong with that version?
He's just too old to be a woo girl.
It should be noted that there was quite a bit of audience participation with that one as well.
Yeah, so Nick wants your help. You know what I mean?
Look, if he were on the list, I'd pick him. Not because I think he's a great singer, but you would be a rock legend by the time it's done. Like I told Mike, he's the dude that would jump in the tank in the aquarium and have sex with a dolphin or something.
Men's Room poll, you form a band, pick a lead singer. Bruce Willis, Russell Crowe, Steven Seagal, or Kevin Costner. Big Dummy on the way. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
All right, game is Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK. We have our first contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Darren. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Oh, I love it. Darren, sober, not sober.
Sadly sober.
Darren, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
All right, our men's room poll. You're going to form a band. You got to pick a lead singer. Will it be Bruce Willis, Russell Crowe, Steven Seagal, or Kevin Costner?
I think I'll go with Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Get yourself a Hawaiian shirt.
Head to Ocean City, Maryland.
Make sure you wear a pair of white socks that you pull up to your knees and rock on, brother.
Boat shoes.
Mm-hmm. And be a little overweight. That is key.
And as much as I hate to say it because I love rocking them, khaki cargo shorts.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Now you got the look and the singer.
And what are the thing? Are they gators? What are the things that hold your sunglasses?
Yeah, I think they're gators, right? Yeah,
I think that's what they're called. Yeah.
Right, so you can like have them around your neck.
But keep in mind, because one guy in your band is going to wear Oakleys on the back of his head. All of this is very important to the aesthetic.
By the way,
dressed
also
like Guy Fieri. Mm-hmm.
He also has a bobber on his car keys.
Yes.
In case they go in the water. Some type of flotation.
Just device. Being safe.
Yeah. That's right. Trying to help you to make your band.
What he's trying to say is he's lost his car keys at the bottom of the Atlantic.
It's happened more than once, and his wife bought him the bobber for Father's Day. All right, here's your question. In the fable, The Tortoise and the Hare, which animal judges the race?
I think it was a mouse.
A mouse. Mice don't judge races. That's freaking ridiculous.
What? Was it the fox?
It was the fox.
Yeah.
Fox judging a race.
Hmm.
All right.
Oh,
your next question.
God.
Well, I'm talking about the fable. In 1934, 5 years before his retirement, who became the first athlete to appear on a box of Wheaties?
What year did he retire?
In 39. So 1934, which is 5 years before his retirement, who became the first athlete to appear on a box of Wheaties?
Oh, my. Owens?
You say Jesse Owens?
Said Jesse Owens.
Yeah.
They weren't putting his ass on a box.
I was
going to
say that was
then.
too early.
I'll give you
Babe Ruth.
It would be bad optics now. You would not use this person to say, "Hey,
Ty Cobb."
No, Lou Gehrig.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Hey, this is what Lou Gehrig. You know what? Let's not say that. Let's not say that he ate this. Let's avoid that.
I don't want a disease named after me.
I know, and the thing is, it's not, but that's what everyone calls it.
There's this brand new strain of terrible things that can happen to your genitalia. It's called the Miles Montgomery.
Right.
What? Because I got it?
All right, your question. What is the capital of Florida?
It is Jacksonville.
Oh.
Tallahassee. Florida State Seminoles. They're in Tallahassee.
That's an interesting town.
Is it?
Yeah.
Interesting, like, you just shouldn't go? Interesting?
It's...
Or interesting, like, hey, I'm there, and this place is actually interesting.
It's
or is
like,
it interesting, like, Reno is interesting?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, I
got it.
It's
like South Georgia.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
With a beach.
No, Tallahassee's kind of in the center.
It's like South Georgia.
It is like South Georgia.
Right. 10 degrees in that.
Well, and they're all Cowboys fans. I remember when we went there, it threw me off. Yeah, because like we went down for the Maryland-Florida State game, and the next day we went somewhere to watch football, and they were all Cowboys fans.
You got three football teams in your state, and you pick one in Texas. Okay.
I'm old. That might have been pre-Jaguars.
Ah, okay. Okay, well, you still had two. All right, here's your question. This partner of Roy Horn and Illusion fame passed away at his home in Las Vegas yesterday at the age of 81. This partner of Roy Horn passed away at his home in Las Vegas yesterday at the age of 81.
Siegfried?
There you go. And the other part of his name. Anybody in here? We know Siegfried and Roy.
It was Roy Horn and Siegfried. You got nothing.
His first name was Siegfried?
Yeah.
Siegfried Watts.
So close. Fischbacher.
Fischbacher.
Siegfried Fischbacher.
That's why they didn't go Fischbacher
and Horn.
Whatever Horn.
Yeah, that sounds like a weird sex thing.
Game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. We have a brand new contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy. Hola, bicholas.
Hola. Matt, sober, not sober?
Honestly, I'm sober because my cat broke my bong while I was on hold with you guys, dude.
So does that mean you're sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober.
Means I'm sober.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, Matt. All right, you got to form a band. You need to pick a lead singer. Bruce Willis, Russell Crowe, Steven Seagal, or Kevin Costner?
Honestly, I hate saying it because I hate the guy, but Steven Seagal.
I mean, he's got the best voice out of these clowns. I don't like him, but he's in the band. And, you know, to be honest with you, I'd borrow his shades.
Hmm?
Dude's got some cool shades, man. Yeah. He knows how to get a sunglass game right.
Yeah, dude, those are some weird shades. You're right.
He looks like Daredevil. All right, your question. From which country did the U.S. buy the Virgin Islands in 1916?
Great Britain?
Any guesses from the gallery?
The Netherlands.
Close. Denmark.
Mm.
Okay.
Also known as Denmarky Mark and the Funky Bunch of Countries.
They really took over the Caribbean. They loved it there.
Of course they did.
They got Aruba.
Yeah.
They got Curacao.
I can't believe they sold. I mean, look, maybe this is just me. I'm a warm weather guy. I like palm trees. I like beaches, all this. Like, if Thrillistan had to use Virgin Islands, Someone said, I'll buy them from you. It's like, there's no money you can offer me. These are mine.
It's so weird.
I'm not giving them up.
They have like levee systems.
Yeah.
If you're in Curacao, all the homes are different colors. Mm-hmm. It looks like Denmark.
Right.
But you're in the Caribbean.
But I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Swinging, walking bridges over water. It's crazy stuff.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, your question. What sports apparel company slogan is based on the final words of a double murderer facing down the firing squad in Utah in 1977?
Just do it.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, it sounds good, too. So this dude named Gary Gilmore, right? He's a double murderer.
I think
that's
circumstantial, right?
No, well, it's not. Nike even says, well, it's kind of where we got it from. So
okay, well, then it's not.
Right. He killed two people, found guilty. Utah, they had a firing squad then. And his final words said, let's just do it. Mm-hmm. And then they did it. And then he was dead. And Nike's like, let's not tell anybody where we got it from initially, but I kind of like it. Just do it. And that's where they got just do it. Yeah.
What do you think?
That's some gangster stuff, man. Just do it.
If Nike based it after me and I'm facing down a firing squad, their slogan would have been like, oh, goddamn.
Did you hear what
Nike?
Did you
oh,
hear,
goddamn.
Did you hear what Lisa Montgomery's last words were? She was the latest person to be put down by execution.
This put
this
down.
Week. Yes, she was put down.
I didn't realize that was her name. No, what did she say?
Damn it, Miles. It's your fault.
New Nike slogan.
Don't trust Juan.
Damn you, Juan Montgomery.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Josh, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Sober, Josh, welcome to the show. Josh, you are forming a band. You just need a lead singer. All these people are actual lead singers in a band. They're also actors. Are you going to take Bruce Willis, Russell Crowe, Steven Seagal, or Kevin Costner?
I'm going Bruce Willis because he's going to bring the most chicks.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got a four.
She's got a roof that don't leak. Like that's a positive thing.
Well, it depends where you're from.
Most of the women I date, they don't have roofs over their homes. Not her. That's why I married her. No tarp or nothing. Straight shingles. Okay. That's a selling point. Jesus.
All right, Josh, here's your question. Halifax is the capital of what Canadian province?
What was that, Josh?
I don't know. Quebec.
Nova Scotia?
Nova Scotia. All right, Josh, question number two for you. Easter Island is off the coast of what continent?
Australia.
South America?
South America. Well, since you did well with that question, Easter Island is part of what South American country?
Brazil.
I'll give you a hint. It's delicious.
Chile.
There you go. Oh.
Chile. Chile.
All right, what slogan did Nancy Reagan create during her drug awareness campaign?
Just say no.
There you go, Josh.
I never listened to her. I was like, yeah, I'll try that.
I didn't know that came from her.
Oh, you don't remember that?
I remember Just Say No. I just didn't know the origin of it.
Yeah, it was her because she kind of, as first lady, her big thing was the anti-drug campaign. At the same time, they're flooding the streets of drugs, which is why it all worked out. And she came up with Just Say No, and that became the thing forever, right?
Because you kind of remember Betty Ford. You remember some
Betty
other...
Betty Ford, it's a little different. I mean, Betty Ford was a straight-up drunk. They named things after her. She wasn't saying...
like the Betty Ford Center.
Right, but she wasn't saying, don't give me booze. She was saying, give me all the booze you got. And it got really bad to the point... It's kind of like you said with Lou Gehrig's disease.
That's what I'm saying. Would you rather have a disease?
It's the Betty Ford Clinic.
Would you rather have a disease named after you, or would you rather have a rehab center named after
you? Oh, I'll take the rehab center every day.
The rehab center?
Yeah.
But then would you have an obligation to be sober? Well, like, if you got a disease, you got a disease.
But wait, did Betty Ford ever get sober? Did she... You know, I mean,
yeah, she did. That's what I'm saying.
Before she died.
Look, you can't have a rehab center and walk around loaded all the time. I mean, no one's going to buy into that.
Right.
So if you do have a rehab center, look, if you know you're going to die, you're going
to
die.
But
if you want to smoke a cigarette, drink a beer, you can.
But the sense of the Betty Ford Clinic, as I perceived it, was more like, look, we're going to go ahead and name these after you because nationally speaking, you are well known
right.
for being drunk a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think they named him after her because she did get sober.
Okay. Yes, yeah. And not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying once it's named that, you can't just go, I don't know, to Red Lobster and get a beer with your dinner.
Well, in that case, then you need to do that for me posthumously.
Because then they're going to put a picture of you like, look at Betty drinking beer.
Oh, yeah, dude, she won a congressional gold medal and a presidential medal of freedom from Bush for all the work she did.
In 100-yard relay.
Yeah. Okay, yes, in 100-yard relay. Yeah, that's exactly. She gave got us, drunk and ran.
Gave us big dummy 206-421 rock.
The crazy one I remember as a kid was a Kitty Dukakis or somebody that was drinking like mouthwash or something.
Was or it Kitty Dukakis alcohol? Or yeah, it was like hand sanitizers or something.
Yeah.
Or hand soap. And everyone knew she was a drunk, but once word got out that it was so bad that any kind of alcohol, not even booze, now she just wants alcohol. Like you're drinking hand soap. This is bad.
Yeah, and Betty Ford got sober and lived for a lot longer. So I'll right. take the name yeah. the rehab clinic after me.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. James, you on team sober or team not sober?
Team sober.
James, welcome to the show. Doing? You are going to form a band, my friend. Pick a lead singer, Bruce Willis, Russell Crowe, Steven Seagal, or Kevin Costner?
I'm actually going to go with Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. Okay. Right. Now, believe it or not, honest to God, the way that this industry works is when you play a song as a musician, whenever that song is played, you get a royalty check for it.
You should, yeah.
Okay? Russell Crowe is going to get a check in the mail this month, and he's going to wonder what station in the United States of America played my song 6 times in 1 hour.
And why does it only add up to $1.75?
That's how this is going to go down in about a month.
That's right. We are spreading the wealth.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Here is your question. In what country is the mountain K2?
K2.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of K2 my entire life. I asked myself this question, and I'm like, I actually have no idea.
Right. Is it Switzerland?
No.
Pakistan.
Pakistan. That is correct.
I didn't know that either then.
I had no freaking idea at all.
You're going up there, you got a Pakistan with it.
Yeah, there you go. Everyone takes a stand.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what movie trivia is Sick Boy obsessed with in the movie Trainspotting?
Oh, God, I haven't seen that in years.
It's a movie franchise, and this dude is obsessed with all the info about it. Got nothing?
I got nothing.
Come on, Ted.
I know, I love that movie.
I know you do.
Is it Star Wars?
It is not Star Wars, it is James Bond.
Ooh. James Bond. Oh, that makes more sense.
Yes. All right, James, your next question. This Hall of Fame baseball manager won 2 World Series for the L.A. Dodgers, and he passed away this week at the age of 93.
Rest in peace, Tommy Lasorda.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Very good.
Did you guys like Tommy Lasorda back in the day?
Yeah. Well, back in the day,
like,
sure.
As a kid, he almost seemed like a cartoon character. We loved him.
Because he was silly, and every clip they showed, you know, he's freaking out. So, like, as a kid, you loved seeing him.
Yeah.
I think as an adult, he probably would have annoyed
me. All those guys from that era are kind of like cartoon characters. Like, even the names. Yogi Berra.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the guy from the Money Store in New York? Remember him? They'd chew all those commercials in the Baltimore area. Was it Phil Rizzuto?
Phil Rizzuto.
Phil Rizzuto for the Money Store. I think that was the guy.
What was his catchphrase? He wasn't How About That. That was Mel Ott.
Oh, God. I see those commercials every day. I cannot remember. Yeah, Phil Rizzuto.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Is he here for the game, or is he going to kill me with that bat?
Right. That's exactly it. Are you a hitman or an athlete? Hello, Henry. Here. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Henry, are you there?
Joey had a sack, John.
We'll get back to Henry. I think he's probably at work. Seems a little distracted. Just a guess. Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, God.
Sorry, man.
God bless Rayford Johnson and Tommy Lasorda, two great men we love.
Eastwood, sober, not sober?
I'm not sober. You gave me plenty of time to roll a joint and from the Bay Shore up here, which they have discounts from 8 to 10 in the morning and 8 to 10 at night, 25% off. I told them I'd tell you about it.
Oh, thank you. So forever in the greater Gig Harbor area, when we go to one of the 95 dispensaries in the area, you just tell me what sent you.
We're not Gig Harbor, man. I'm over here in Mason County. You know,
come on,
Shelton,
dummy.
So
he's a Shelton dude. Jeez,
I looked up Hart here the other day, and they have a rock station up in Gig Harbor that plays good music. So I joined up with iHeart. I had my cable go out. Power went out for 12 hours, and lost the Ethernet and had to heat my house with the burners on the stove, but still haven't got my internet back up, so I got to do my internet off my phone here. So,
okay,
anyway,
all right.
I'm calling you guys, and life's great, and I love you. And Ted, God bless you. Wash your Redskins, knock off Pittsburgh Steelers, and them Ravens, man.
Titans.
Art Modell's. Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they'll win the Super Bowl. Well,
thank you, Eastwood. Very good.
My Ravens didn't make it, so.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, God bless you. Great football and football to come, and glorious world to all you guys, man. I love you. It's been about 2 months, and I'm glad I got through.
Okay.
Nice.
Eastwood, we're going to do a little men's room poll action. You're going to form a band. Oh, my God. Pick a lead singer. Will it be Bruce Willis, Russell Crowe, Steven Seagal, or Kevin Costner?
I'm going with Dancing with Wolves, Kevin Costner.
All right. I knew it.
I think the band would be called Eastwood with Kevin Costner.
Yes, that would be
because he couldn't get a freaking word in.
He'd have a lot of stories, man. I think he'd bring women on.
Yeah,
man,
but he'd be singing, you'd be talking over him the entire time. You know what I mean? Like, he'd be trying to sing, but you'd just be up there in a microphone talking about random crap.
Right.
There you go, brother. I love you.
All right, Eastwood, here's your question. This 65-year-old star of the TV show Moonlighting and Pulp Fiction, he was kicked out of a Rite Aid in Los Angeles this week for refusing to wear a mask.
Oh, Pulp Fiction, man. Yeah, I can't. I'm just, you know, like I said, I smoke some pot, so I'm drawing a blank, and I like both the stars, and I know their names. Here. Pulp Fiction is a great show.
That was a movie.
Well, give it to me.
That's one of our lead singer choices today, Bruce Willis.
Oh, man, how gothic, man, when they had him in a pawn shop down there, and then that black guy, man, are we good? And he goes, yeah, we're good.
Oh, now you know. All right, Eastwood, your question.
Man, I was thinking of the two main stars, and I forgot about Brucey.
We'll let him know. Sunday's playoff game in New Orleans will feature the oldest quarterback matchup in NFL history. Mike said earlier it'll be shown on the History Channel. With a combined age of 85, what are the names of the two quarterbacks?
I gotta do the two quarterbacks. I should know that, you know, because Tampa Bay is the Patriots, who I hate.
What is the name of that man you hate?
Random-ass bastard.
I can't get it. He's got a supermodel wife and everything. Yeah, I just can't get it. I'm losing it, man.
Okay, how about the other one?
I can't get either one of them, man. I'm really bad with names, man. I'm having a brain fart, man.
They've been playing for 100 years, man.
Right.
Man.
These are two of the most prolific quarterbacks in the history
ever.
Of the NFL.
Drew Brees and Tom Brady.
Yeah, Brees and Brady. Saints. Yeah, okay, Brees and Brady. I'm sorry, man. I should have had it, man. I mean, you know, one of the greatest, you know, Hall of Famers, man. You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we know.
No. Hey, man, you know, sometimes joints do that.
And guess what? They're playing this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we got some good football coming up, for God's sake, man.
Playoffs do that. All right, your question. What type of nut is used to make Nutella?
Oh, Nutella. I don't eat that crap. I'm going to try it. Isn't that hazelnut?
Okay. All right. I don't eat that crap, but I know what it's made of.
I can't name Tom Brady or Drew Brees, but here's something I don't eat, but it's made of hazelnuts.
That Nutella's good.
Ding, ding,
it
ding,
is
ding,
so
ding.
Good.
More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-421-ROCK.